Thank you, Mr. Chair, and you're putting a heavy burden on my shoulders with your remarks. So no, right from the outset, I would like to join others in thanking you for your guidance and leadership over the course of this first substantive session, and already in the preparation to it. I think it has enabled a rich and constructive discussion on the pressing security challenges in outer space. I would also like to thank the panelists and also all colleagues here in the room for their stimulating contributions, which have provided ample food for thought. So looking back at our first session this week, we have just heard there are a lot of questions open, and I think we can all be happy that we have 4 weeks, still 3 weeks before us, because there's still a lot of work which has to be done. However, I think we have also quite a wide range of commonalities which characterized our discussions, and allow me to highlight and to comment on just four of them. So first of all, we all share, I think, the objective to preserve outer space as a peaceful environment for the benefit of humankind. Germany remains strongly committed to enhancing security in outer space and to preventing an arms race in outer space. Responsible behaviors are a pragmatic approach to increase stability and predictability and to foster transparency in order to create conditions where risk of escalation and conflict in space are mitigated and states have no incentive for engaging in an arms race in outer space. In this sense, our work here is an essential contribution to wider efforts on the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Second, a common theme in our analysis of the existing legal framework was the understanding that international law, including the UN Charter and international humanitarian law, applies in outer space. And I take well note of the explanations and reservations we've just heard by some of the delegations. However, I think we all share the objective to strengthen the application and implementation of the Outer Space Treaty at the foundation of the rules-based order in outer space. Third, our discussions expose challenges specific to the space environment for the application of existing international law, including complex questions of dual use. Civil capabilities and technologies might be misused with the aim to damage space systems. The excellent panel discussion on Tuesday outlined a wide range of scenarios for the use of force against space objects, which made clear that the legal assessment of such actions is primarily looking at the effects caused rather than the means used. In this way, Germany believed that threats in outer space cannot be deduced from objects or capabilities alone. Instead, we need to look primarily at the effects caused by certain behaviors. Fourth, our discussion of parallels between outer space and the maritime and air domain did not only lead to a fruitful exchange on the principle of due regard, but also to a better understanding of the interplay between voluntary measures and legally binding instruments. As the examples from the maritime domain shows, responsible behaviors can be both complementary to legally binding instruments as well as preparatory steps towards the negotiation of them. So, to conclude, as the first step, however, we need a common understanding on the security threats and risks and on what constitutes responsible and irresponsible behavior. We therefore look forward to our next session dedicated to this task, and also the continuation of the constructive, incremental and inclusive process offered by this open-ended working group. So thank you very much, Mr.